and Cascade would be primarily black. Mm-hmm. I live in the Northwest. It's mixed. Mm-hmm. A little bit more. Yes, it would be mixed a little bit more. Southeast would be primarily black.
Mm-hmm. How about other ethnic?
But all of the areas are really mixed, though. Much more than we realize.
Yeah, I expect so. I expect mm-hmm. that's true. Are there other ethnic groups other than the blacks? Is there a Jewish area?
That's primarily a Jewish area. Heaven knows, I don't know where that. I think a lot of Buckhead would be sort of the, would be Jewish. Habersham in Buckhead used to be primarily, I think, sort of a Jewish community.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other ethnic groups like that with their own areas?
There are newer ethnic groups. Like Spanish mm-hmm. People are moving into the city, but I don't know where those areas are located. Mm-hmm. Okay. I really don't. Mm-hmm.
Now, in these ethnic areas, are there certain neighborhoods where the poorer people live and where the richer people live?
There are areas where the poor people live. The areas are rather interesting. The Sandy Springs area, for the most part, would be the newly rich.
Yeah.
The Buckhead area is what I call old money. Mm-hmm. The area where I live is primarily sort of, I guess it would be called middle class. Mm-hmm. The Cascade area is middle class also primarily. Mm-hmm. The West End area is poorer.
Does your neighborhood have a name?
My neighborhood is called Collier Heights.
Collier Heights, yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
And of course in the Southeast, I think the Southeast might be considered a little more poor than some of the northern, mm-hmm. Some of the northern areas. Northern areas are primarily considered sort of affluent, yeah. while the southern part of the mm-hmm. city, especially the southeast part of the city, considered a little less affluent.
Of course, it didn't used to be that way.
No, when our
parents were children.
That's right.
Those were the
middle class areas. Mm-hmm. They have changed over the years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. West End was an especially middle class area, pretty much upper middle class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so. How about shopping areas for ethnic groups? Are there places where only blacks shop, for instance?
There are shopping areas primarily within each neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So wherever blacks are more heavily concentrated, mm-hmm. They will shop in those shopping areas. Mm-hmm. Wherever the whites are more concentrated, the same thing. But here again, you do have a continuing mixing, mm-hmm. And people coming out of one area to go and shop in another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where would you say the very wealthiest people in Atlanta live? What part?
I would say the very wealthiest people live in Atlanta would be in the Buckhead area mm-hmm. all the way to Sandy Springs.
Mm-hmm. And then the very poorest people?
Would live pretty much in the Southeast.
Do you know neighborhood names like Cabbage Town?
Cabbage Town.
Where's that?
Cabbage Town is, as far as I know, is near the airport, closer to Hapeville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very poor section, run down.
Is it white?
No.
It's black.
It's black.